All right, guys. Well, welcome to my podcast. This is my first podcast episode that is not just audio ripped from a YouTube video. I only have two podcast episodes so far, both of which have been, like I said, just YouTube videos stripped down to strictly audio. I didn't really like how that went. I didn't like the fact that you couldn't see anything, and oftentimes I will reference visuals in my videos, and obviously you can't see those on a podcast. I just have not been able to figure out what I want to do with this. I think that ultimately I've decided that I just want it to be a total different vibe than my YouTube or my TikTok or my live streams. I just want it to be a more casual way to, like, I don't know, just talk about stuff that's on my mind, talk about the sports world, and build a little bit of a community that's less, I wouldn't say formal. I don't know if YouTube is like formal, but you know, when you make a 10-minute YouTube video, you kind of have to, you know, I don't know what I'm saying. It's mostly scripted. You kind of rehearse it. I don't know what I'm saying. But anyways, this podcast is going to be way more casual. It's going to be pretty much zero edits. I might edit some pauses if they're super long, because I don't want you to sit there wondering if you turn the volume down on your phone. But I'm going to just cover a couple things today. I don't even know how often this is going to be, but dude, recording a podcast is way easier than making any sort of visual content. I'll tell you that right now, because all I'm doing is I turned on my recording device to record audio. I'm going to be done, and I'm going to post this. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to edit a video. I don't have to grab visuals. I don't have to cut it into shorts. I don't have to do anything. So anyways, that's a lot of information that you probably don't give a rip about. So let's move on. But yeah. So listen, I want to talk about the NBA just really quick. Okay. Let me actually go back. I am going to post probably a couple times a week on here because it is so easy and casual. If you watch these, now I just said watch. If you listen to these, go tell me on Instagram, because I get some listens on here, and I haven't posted in months. And the last thing I posted about was the Super Bowl, and there's no way people are listening to a podcast about the Super Bowl that happened in February. So I want to know if you are real people listening to this. So go hit me up on Instagram, send me a DM. I have like zero followers over there, so I would see your message. I'd get back to you. Let me know if you listen to this. But I'm going to make this more of a consistent thing. That YouTube's probably going to be once or twice a week. This is probably going to be two or three times a week. Probably pretty short episodes, just to kind of spit some things out, and I don't know, see how we feel. But yeah. Anyways, okay, let's talk about the NBA. So listen, actually the majority of you probably don't even know my like relationship with the NBA, because I have posted almost exclusively NFL content on TikTok. All my live streams were NFL. The NBA used to be by far my favorite sport to watch. I used to play basketball. I used to love watching basketball, and it was literally everything to me. I remember having conversations comparing basketball to football, the NBA to the NFL, and I thought it was laughable that anybody would choose the NFL over the NBA. And, you know, now here I am, and I've completely reversed that opinion. The NFL is king. I love watching football. It's by far the most popular sport in America, and there's just something about, you know, 17 games and every Sunday just feeling like you want to vomit before your team plays. And I think that I got a little bit tired of, I don't know. I think I'm going to make a video eventually diving deeper into my complications with the NBA. But long story short is I pretty much just fell out of love with it for 2 or 3 years. Honestly, like after the pandemic, I went for sure at least one full season without watching a game. And that, it's hard for you to understand how insane that is, because none of you know how obsessed with it I was. But it was weird. And for some reason this year, I've slowly gained interest in it again. And honestly, the Luka trade helped, which I think is part of the problem that I have with the NBA. And this is just pure rambling, but this is what it's going to be. So if you like it, here it is. The Luka trade brought me back in. And this is part of the problem I have with the NBA is I think that, and this might actually be completely wrong because I don't watch the NBA, or I didn't, but I had a hard time grasping onto any of the new stars in the league. And there's nobody that I would want to, you know, really just turn my TV on just to watch them. And we're coming off a decade of Steph. Anytime I get a notification that, you know, Steph's heating up in the third quarter, that's an instant grab the remote, turn it on, because Steph's on fire. And we're coming off multiple decades of LeBron, and, you know, Kevin Durant hasn't been super fun watching him change teams every 9 months, but I grew up watching him. I've loved Kevin Durant. And I think that for whatever reason, when I've kind of dropped out of this NBA watching era of my life, I've had a hard time getting back into it and grabbing onto a star that really has control of the league and that, you know, keeps me interested, which is why Luka coming to the Lakers and making LeBron relevant again, and Jimmy Butler going to the Warriors and making Steph relevant again. Not that, you know, not that they need those guys, but those teams just weren't as competitive as they are now. And I instantly was back in. And I find that super interesting. And I don't know if that's just a coincidence or what, but I've started watching more and learning, you know, I went to a game a couple of months ago. I went to a Jazz game and one of my buddies, he's pretty into basketball still. And I was legitimately having to ask him who these players were. Like, that's how out of it I've been. And you know, with the Jazz, I'm fully back in. Like, I've been watching a lot of their games and I know their roster now, and I'm actually pretty excited about their team. So I'm feeling good about them, but the rest of the league, you know, it's going to be a learning process for me to get back. But I'm going to do it. And I'm really enjoying right now watching. So we will see how that continues. But as of right now, I'm back, and you know, the Jazz obviously are tanking this year, so that's not super exciting to watch, but I am excited about the young team that we have. And, you know, I'm just praying to God that we get Cooper Flagg. That's all I want. That's just, oh man, I want Cooper. So we'll see how that goes. But the playoffs are coming up, and I don't exactly know, you know, who I'm going to be rooting for. I do think that I just want to see LeBron and Steph play for as long as possible because I enjoy watching them. Also, quick tangent, the fact that the Phoenix Suns are where they are, I know everyone's talked about it. I feel like I'm just like, all these takes have been regurgitated so many times, I'm sure, and everyone's tired of talking about them, but I feel like I just like came out of a coma. And so now I'm like understanding all these things that people have been talking about for years. And the fact that Suns team is that dog shit that they're not even going to make a play in is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And for as much as I love KD, I just wish, I don't know, his career is so interesting to look back on, and there's a lot of what ifs in his career. But that Suns team's atrocious, and it's mind boggling to watch. And now I lost my train of thought. Oh, who am I rooting for? Listen, I've always liked LeBron. I've always liked Steph. I know a lot of people pick sides. I really like both of them, and I would really like to see them go far. I also like the Thunder. I think that Shea is incredible, and I think it's really cool that they're this successful with that young of a team. So I would love to see the Thunder have success. You know, the Celtics, I don't love, but I don't hate. I think the Celtics are a fun team to watch. I think Tatum's really good. The Nuggets situation's bizarre. Mike Malone just got fired. They just fired their GM. No clue what's happening over there. Right after Memphis just fired their coach, two of the most bizarre head coach firings I've ever seen, ever this late in the season. And they're both playoff teams. It literally makes no sense. I'm sure there's things that I am not aware of and, you know, factors that played into it, but no clue what happened there. So that is crazy. I don't love that Memphis team very much. I don't know. It's hard because I feel like I don't have anything to stand on, like with any of my NBA opinions, because I'm just so out of the know. But also, like, who gives a fuck? Like, I guess I can just, you know, say whatever I want to say, and I might be wrong, but I don't know. So anyways, going to the playoffs, I don't know how I'm feeling. I do think that it would be fun to live stream some of those games, like I was doing for the NFL at one point, whether that's on YouTube or TikTok or whatever, but I don't know. Yeah. So anyways, I'll probably make a bigger podcast episode or maybe a YouTube video at one point, kind of diving deeper into the problems that I've had with the NBA. And I still think there are problems that I have now. I just think I'm more willing to look past them, probably because I'm honestly just so desperate for something to do, like something to watch. Without football, the football offseason is too long. And I think that I've been so in deep with football these past 2 years, just because I've been, you know, starting to create content about it, I've been even more into it, that I feel that void even more than I did before when I just watched it casually. And so baseball, dude, been watching baseball. Like, what is that? So I'm a Red Sox fan, for really no other reason than the fact that, you know, I went to a series a couple of years ago with my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, and, you know, they're Red Sox fans, and it, you know, being there in Fenway really did make me appreciate baseball to another level. And I did start watching very casually after that because I was pretty interested. And then this year, man, I've been locked in. I haven't missed a game. And something beautiful about turning on a baseball game at like 1:30 in the afternoon. The content just feels like it's endless because it's every goddamn day there's baseball. It's unbelievable. And it made me realize that, you know, I always said that my problem with basketball was that there's too many games and none of them matter. Baseball is like 2,000 games. It feels like there's 5,000 baseball games in a year. They play every fucking day. And I'm still locked in. And so I can't figure it out. I just don't know what it is about basketball that I've had an issue with. It might be the players resting. It might be the vibe that they don't always care every night, that they're not super interested in what they're doing. And baseball is already a pretty casual sport in the moment, so it doesn't feel like there's something lacking because it just is what it is. Like, there's one guy up to bat at a time, and they are casual. They're sitting there chewing seeds in the you know, on the side, just waiting for their turn. So, but there's something beautiful about it. And I never thought this would be me. I used to rag on baseball honestly, my whole life. And here, it's probably because I'm old now. I'm an old guy, I guess, but I'm into baseball. So that's a new update for me that, I just would have never imagined. So I'm all in on the Sox. I like the team so far. Do I know any baseball lingo at all? Absolutely not. Would I ever try to talk baseball with anybody that knows anything about baseball? Absolutely not, because I would sound like an absolute idiot. But I enjoy watching it. Now here's the problem with baseball is that I do feel like it's harder to follow the entire league because there's so many games. I have found that my strategy has to just be to like lock in on the Sox, watch every Sox game, see how the Sox are doing. But to also be following like what the Dodgers are doing, the Red Sox are doing, the Brewers are doing, the Padres are doing, that is very difficult for me. And I don't know if it's just because I'm not on the right algorithm on Twitter or TikTok or something. Like, I get a lot of updates for football and basketball through there. Maybe I need to build that For You page a little bit better for myself so I get more updates, but there's just no shot I'm watching multiple baseball games in a day. And if the Sox play every single day, how am I ever going to catch any other games? So that part I am wrestling with, and maybe over time I will figure out that strategy. But how anybody keeps up with the entire league in the MLB, I actually don't know. I don't even know how that's possible. So maybe my love of the game just needs to grow a little bit more. I don't know. So that is something I'm dealing with. But right now, here's where I'm at. Football's number one. I don't think that will ever change. But the off season is tremendously long. Right now, between baseball and basketball, it's a tie. If we're talking about, you know, my enjoyment of watching a single team, the Sox are number two because the Jazz are purposefully ass. So that's not fun to watch right now. If we get Cooper Flagg next year, who knows? That might change. But, you know, the NBA as a whole would be my second favorite just because I still am familiar with many of the players and all the teams and the history. And I mean, I'm telling you, I was in deep to the NBA. So, but right now, you know, it's been fun to have those two to go back and forth between while football's not here. But the problem is that I picked the Sox as my team, you know, whatever, 2 years ago. And they're looking pretty good this year, but I'm in a weird position where like, I don't have this like built up, I don't know, depression of being a fan. Like if the Cowboys won a Super Bowl, I don't even know how I could possibly handle those emotions. I think I would collapse. I don't know. I might pass away. I might pass out. I might die. I don't even know how I would handle if the Cowboys actually won something because I have suffered for so long and I've been wanting this for so long that if it did ever actually happen, which geez, I don't know if it will, but I don't even know. I don't know how that would go. And the Jazz would be right below that, you know, where it just seemed hopeless for so long. I'm not as passionate about them as I am the Cowboys, but it would be one of the most insane experiences of my life if they won something. I've never seen my favorite sports team win a championship of any sorts. That's something that's insane. But the problem with the Sox is that I don't have that yet. And I'm honestly scared that they're going to win a World Series like too early in my fandom that it's going to turn me off, which is an insane thought to have and a very like, who cares? But I'm almost like, should I just go hurry and switch now to like the shittiest team in baseball and just suffer for like a decade so that if they do end up winning a World Series, I'm happy? Because if the Sox won this year, sure, I'd be happy. But then it's like, does it ruin the rest of my baseball watching life? If I just like, I saw my team win the second year I was a fan, I didn't really care. And now I'm not chasing this feeling. Now, this is a very entitled thing to say because every other fan is going to be like, yeah, you guys have no shot. You're just assuming you're going to win. No, I'm not. Because honestly, I don't even know how the other teams are doing. I'm so at the beginning of this fandom. Just thinking out loud here. That's what this podcast is about. I got no script in front of me. I'm staring at a blank monitor right now. That's what I'm doing. So I have no idea what I'm saying. This might be the longest ramble in the history of rambles with no real direction. In fact, I'm actually pretty positive it is. But kind of cathartic, honestly. Kind of therapeutic. Maybe you don't need therapy. You just talk to yourself in a microphone and pretend people listen. And if you do, hey, hit me up on IG. Tell me, what you think? I want to hear about it. But this is what we're going to do. So that was very random and honestly pointless, but we're just getting our feet wet here, guys. So this is about 15. I don't even know how long we've been going. 15, 20 minutes. That's my guess. This is a starting episode and we're going to start cranking these out a few times a week. Hopefully give yourself, something to listen to, maybe on the way to work or school or wherever you're going. If you so desire to spend those 15 minutes with me, I would be honored. And, but again, tell me if you're real. Cause these numbers, I'm like, I'm not like they're big numbers. I'm talking like six people here. You know, I've posted two episodes, but I'm like, it says that in the past 2 days, I've had, I don't know if it was six or nine people listen to my Super Bowl episode that I posted forever ago. Not total views. I mean, you know what I mean? Nine people in the past 2 days have watched or have listened to that episode. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Anyways, if you will listen to this and you're a real person, tell me. Okay, guys, I'm gonna end it there. Again, this is just the beginning. Hopefully we can get something cooking here. get a little community going. Maybe we'll start the YouTube channel, a separate YouTube channel to air these podcasts. But then I feel like it's back to being not as casual. I feel like I have to like look into the camera and I don't know if I'll be as like authentic. I don't know. And not authentic. That's the wrong word. I'm authentic in my YouTube videos, but not as like YouTube's just more polished. You know, this is, you guys know what I'm saying, right? I just can't talk. So anyways, okay. This is this is all for today, boys and girls. So, I'll catch you guys later. If you guys, again, if you guys like this, please let me know. Please rate us in whatever you're listening to this on. And, I'll catch you guys in a couple days. Subscribe so you see it pop up in your feed. And who knows what we'll be talking about. Oh, shit. Actually, really quick. This is not the end. Don't turn this off. If you just arrived at work, sit in the parking lot for 5 minutes. You know it feels good. Listen, I wanted to end every episode talking a little TV, little movies. Big passion of mine that I'm never going to actually make, you know, any content about because it's a very pretentious space. And I don't want to be a pretentious asshole. But it's really hard to talk about movies in a professional, like any content creator that talks about movies or TV shows, I admire. And you are great at your job. I watch a lot of you. I've tried before to just like think about what I would do. I just feel like I sound like an ass, like just like an asshole. Like I think I'm better than you because I watch movies, cinema, and I don't. I just like movies. So now I don't have to like pick it apart and give my review and my rating. And I just am not capable of doing that and making myself seem likable. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay. Anyways, I'll never create content about movies and TVs. Just hear me out on that. So I'm going to talk about it at the end of the episode, just like a casual guy. I just finished, my wife and I, we just finished White Lotus. And a lot of discourse about White Lotus. And this is kind of what I mean about the pretentious thing. It's like there's people saying they don't like White Lotus. And everyone that says they don't like it, there's all these comments like, you're lacking intelligence. You're actually an idiot. You know, you didn't get it. You are dumb as fuck. And I personally loved White Lotus. I loved it. Do I think that makes me smarter than people that did not like it? No. Do I think that you have to be this like over analytical dissecting, you know, human being to enjoy White Lotus? No. Do I think it's okay if you don't like it? Yes. You know, people are interesting. I loved it. Now the finale, I was slightly let down, and I do get it. I've seen all the TikToks. I get all the explanations. I understand what went down, why it went down. I understand the symbolism. I get it. And I did like that part. But the problem for me is that I predicted the Walton Goggins thing, you know, Walton Goggins character, Rick. Spoiler alert, by the way, if you haven't seen White Lotus or the finale, you might want to turn this off. And I'll catch you guys later. I love you guys. But Walton Goggins' character, Rick, you know, he went to go to, you know, to the Hollingers, I think that was their last name, the owner of the hotel. The whole series, you know, the whole season, he's all like bent out of shape, you know, just in horrible mental state. He wants to go get revenge on this guy. And you know, so he ends up, you know, we all know he goes there, pushes him out of a chair. Nothing really happens. And he comes back and he's just happy, pure bliss. Why he comes back to the hotel that man owns, you know, after he just attacked him, not sure that was the greatest idea. But the whole time, even before he went to see this man, I predicted that all the ruckus at the end was going to be that guy or his security or whoever he works with, the Hollinger guy coming back and trying to, you know, get revenge on Rick for approaching him in his house. I thought that was going to happen from the beginning. Now, that doesn't mean that because it happened, it's a letdown. Like I think that I was expecting that part to be, you know, in there. And then I expected there to be a lot more chaos around it. And when that was like the main thing that happened at the end, I think I was just like, oh, dang, like I kind of wanted to be surprised by something because the whole season was such a buildup. I mean, the entire season was a buildup to that last episode. And I was very surprised that Lachlan's character ended up not dying. And I'm happy he didn't die. I like the guy. But I was surprised that, you know, it went that way. And it did kind of, I don't know. My feelings are complicated on it. Overall, my feelings are I loved it. I loved the finale. I loved the season. I wasn't blown away like I thought I was going to be. Probably because I'm an idiot, like everyone on TikTok is saying. You know, if you don't think it was 10 out of 10, you're a moron, just so you guys know. That's what's going on out there. Also, we finished Severance a few weeks ago, whenever that was. That finale blew my mind, and I loved it. And there was some discourse about that too, you know, people choosing sides. If you haven't seen Severance, I won't spoil it, but loved the finale of Severance. And I really like that series. There was like something just very satisfying about watching The White Lotus that you don't get from Severance. It's just a vibe every episode, even when really nothing happens. There's just something beautiful about it. They're two very different seasons, but we were watching our series, but we were watching them at the same time. So, that's why I'm comparing the two. But anyways, I'm talking for, you know, way too long about movies and TV. I'd be curious if you guys watched those series and what you guys thought. But that's my 5 minute movie moment. 5 minute movie minute. My movie minute. That is my movie minute at the end, even though it was like 7 minutes. I don't know how long that was. Anyways, this is a trial, guys. Let me know what you guys think. Appreciate you guys listening very much. Let me know if you watch. Let me know if you listen. I guess you can't watch. Let me know if you listen. Let me know if you're real. Let me know if you watch those series. And let me know who you guys are rooting for in the NBA playoffs. I would be curious. Anyways, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I'll be back in a couple days. No schedule set. I'll be back when I'm back. Love you guys. Bye.